Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the End Town play. Well, plays. It's sort of another mystery cycle, though it's a little bit more complicated than that. It took us 6 years to work through Chester. End Town is hopefully only going to take 2, maybe 3, and we will keep coming back, so in a sense, we'll never leave End Town. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope to keep the pressure up in 2020, so that I have the first half done and out to you listeners by the end of the year. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital. And if you can't support us long term, maybe a one-off donation. You can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. That's ko-fi. Coffee. Get it? If you've listened to our Chester explorations, then obviously there's another version of the play you can compare this with. We've done an exploration and full cast audio version of the equivalent Chester play. And this version is noticeably shorter. But many of the dramatic beats are the same. God makes the angels, Lucifer rebels, interrupting some singing, and then is cast out. It's the beginning of the universe, people. That's what Play One's about. It's super short, but there's quite a lot to say. And we'll be looking at this play, in these exploring sessions, a couple more times in slightly different ways, and that'll be coming out in a few weeks' time. So this isn't the end of this play's journey yet. There are lots of different digital and physical editions out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into this play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays will one day be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Play One of the End Town play, The Fall of Lucifer. So this is the End Town play, otherwise known as, and completely erroneously, as the Ludus Coventry. It has nothing to do with Coventry whatsoever. It is known as many things. It is a compilation of possibly a parts of what was once upon a time a mystery cycle. It's all East Anglia. It's part of. It's composed of at least one or two big sort of Whitson plays or something similar. It is composed of various random Clarke's plays that occurred somewhere in East Anglia. East Anglia wasn't that fussed about doing mystery cycles, or at least not all in one go. They would do maybe a play a year in each parish or something like that, because we were wealthy but we didn't have a vast population. So the question here is not how do we break each individual play into play, because you know this first bit is so short, this first play, inverted commas, is probably bits of a longer play. You know, this is what we've got. What I would like to do over the course of the next 2 years, we'll do other things as well. But if you and others in the future are up for it, is I'd like to use these sessions to work towards performances. First play is very short. It's three pages long. It's mostly God. Interesting question. It's the question I always ask at the beginning of any appearance by God. The first line there, ego sum alpha et u, is it a line for the deity, or is it just simply a line of notation that is standardly put at the top of any section? I don't know.
The Latin.
The Latin thing. It's always there. Sometimes it's there as a line of dialogue for God to say, and sometimes it's above the actual dialogue.
But it's I am the first.
But it might just be a note.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's about to literally say.
Yeah.
very similar.
The double O is in fact omega.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ego sum alpha et omega, principia fini. I am the beginning and the end.
Mm. But is it dialogue or is it just a note?
Mm.
So that's the question. This is a. This isn't a. Necessarily presented as a play, it might be there as an additional gloss that's been added to the script.
Might be just to remind you that this is a religious thing, and this is who you're owing your.
Yeah,
it's a bloody good way to open anything. Yeah. Frankly, it's just it's a good opening gambit. Yeah.
May I introduce to you?
Okay, who wants to be God?
I've been God before.
You've been. I was going to say. I think you're eyeing up Satan, aren't you? So, anyone fancy God?
I'll have a go.
You'll have a go at God. Richard, are you good for Satan?
Yeah.
Is good angel, bad angel. That's about it.
I'll be the good angel.
You'll be good, right? Excellent. Thought that
note for listeners, Liz is now looking very happy.
Okay, so take your time. Don't be afraid to ask questions. We'll stop and start.
Do you want a Suffolk book or just straight?
I would, if you can do it, then do it. Yeah, absolutely. Play around with accents. It's East Anglian. Play around. The spelling should help, but then again, it may not because the accent may have changed. Okay, then, God, take your time. You can say that opening if you like as well.
Ego sum alpha et omega, principum et finis. My name is known, God and King. My work for to make, now will I wend. In myself recite my reenge. It hath no beginning, nay, no end.
Okay, I'm just going to stop there. I think that's raining. Resteth my reigning.
Ah, right.
It's just you've got that reigning. I left it that spelling because I thought it was quite fun. I've tried not to do too much to change.
I think we're going to stumble on the occasional.
I think that's fine. But it's also we need to find out how much we would want to go with the original spelling or not. Mm. It's like ni none or non. Is that none end? Non end?
Nay, non end.
It's a matter of making some decisions as we're going along. Also have no guineaing if we go by the original spelling.
Yeah, but if it's well delivered, it makes sense in the context. I mean, nay non end is a bugger until you have it hath no guineaing, nay no end.
So
it works theatrically, even if it looks weird on the page.
And that's the thing. Don't be afraid to lean into the odd spelling. Have a play around with it. Stretch out vowels. Play and see what happens. Go from the top again.
My name is known, God and King. My work for to make. Now will I wend? In myself recite my reigning. It hath no beginning, nay, no end. And all that ever shall have being is closed in my mind. One that it is made at my liking. I may it save. I may it shend. After my pleasance, so great a myth is my post, all things shall be wroth be me. I am a god in persons three, knit in all substance.
Oh, there's lots of lovely, interesting things. So, if you've got a YTH, that's heading towards a IG. So, Myth is how it's spelt there. It's just an interesting. Now, posty, I think it must be on the E because it rhymes with me and three. Thing.
Yeah,
It's
a footnote.
It looks like French pouvoir ou puissance.
Yeah, it's that thing. It's about might and strength.
Yeah, greater myth is almost might, isn't it?
It's might. It is literally might. And we might go with that. It's just whether it matters, you know. And is it great or is it grit or greet?
I would say it's great.
Yeah. Oh no. I know it means great.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how much we lean in and out of and how do we pronounce the ooh? I don't have an answer to this. These are all questions we throw up. Go from so great of Might is my
okay.
Steve.
So greater.
Is that short for, sorry, is that short for power then? So greatest myth is my power.
That's what it means. Yes, it is power, or you know, it's might is my might. So mighty is my might.
Well, we did debate paucity before, didn't we? Because that's another one that's
paucity means the opposite.
Yeah, that's been my previous gloss is to try and turn it into another word, and actually it doesn't work. I think we need to lean into the fact that it is. It is its own word, and we should use it as such.
To stick with
it. So it's more pausty, something like that.
So great of my is my pursty. All things shall be wroth be me. I am a god in persons three, knit in no substance.
That's wrought, isn't it? All things shall be wrought.
Wrought.
Next stanza, then?
Yes, absolutely.
I am the true Trinity, here walking in this one. Three persons, myself I see. Looking in me, God alone, I am the father of Persty. My son with me, Gyneth Gelm. My ghost is graced in majesty. Welleth wealth up in heaven, Toron. O God in three I call. I am father of myth, my son keep and writh. My ghost hath lith and grace withal.
So you would suggest that it's might, right?
And light.
Light. And I think that's a reasonable updating. Unless we find accent-wise, if we do start playing around with accents, that works. But that's the kind of thing.
So might, right, light, you were suggesting.
My ghost hath light. Yeah, I think so. I might have a little look up on that and see.
Well, my ghost hath light and grace
It does work. And they are usually consistent. If you update a rhyme, then it tends to fit all of the rhymes.
Yeah.
It's useful that way. Anyway, still creating the universe.
I would guess I am O God in persons three, knit in O substance.
Yeah, it's just a sort of beat, really, isn't it? Rather than having a specific...
But it's not the same as the omega double, though.
No, it's not. I wonder whether the omega is actually would have been pronounced omega if it was actually even a line. The double O would probably be alpha et o, which is just simply because it rhymes or half rhymes. Let us go on. So I think you need to create something now. You're God.
Right.
We know you're great. two whole stanzas to figure out how great you are.
And you're shoving the gods are screaming, get on with it.
You just need some self-validation.
I'm just thinking of
God's self-esteem issues. Okay, so you didn't make yourself.
No. Myself beginning never did take, and endless I am throw my own might. Sorry. Now will I begin my work to make. First I make heaven with stars of light, in mirth and joy evermore to wake. In heaven I build angel full birth. Bright, my servants to be, and for my sake, with mirth and melody worship my might. I build them in my bliss, and angel in heaven evermore shall be, in light full clear, bright as be, with mirth and song to worship me, of joy they may not miss.
Then we have a little bit of Latin explaining that they all sing, I think is basically what they say.
Here sings an angel. Celebration, yeah.
Go on, angels.
The angels... I'm only in my first year of Latin.
I was going to say, you're our resident expert now. I think broadly we know this, they sing and tell him how great he is. Probably all we really need to know at this stage. But again, it's a good indicator of use of music.
Yes, he's singing to him.
Yeah, the cherubim and seraphim incessantly sing, Sanctus, 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 Dominus de Sabaoth.
Bless. Find a gloss on a word. Well, I was looking at build as whether it's build them in bliss. I'm creating these angels, but I'm wondering whether that's right.
That would make
it work
sense.
Create. So effectively, it's build, build them in bliss. So it's that creation. We sort of need special effects here, really, don't we? Now, first I make the heaven, and there's this first bit of creation. creating the sort of the infrastructure of worshipping you. Always important to get that in place before you do anything else more contentious.
So bright as blaze, that anything with like blue or colour or
Grith as blee is probably just as bright as, I don't think it's blue, I suspect that's just nice. Bright as beautiful or something. Let's have a little look on that one. Blee, colour, complexion, appearance. So it's not specifically blue, but it's
just
but
bright.
Blue works better as a, you know, ultimately as a performer, you've only got so much you can get across. So that would work. Any other thoughts for that opening speech from God? Usual God sort of note, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Same old.
Okay.
Arrogance as ever.
We have basically one page now of Lucifer getting above himself and getting whacked down pretty bloody quickly. So,
to whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God, or reverence me. But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
We worship God of myths most strong, which hath formed both us and thee. We may never worship him so long, for he is most worthy of majesty. On knees to God we fall. Our God, our Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee. A greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
A worthier Lord, forsooth, am I, and worthier than he ever will I be. In evidence that I am more worthy, I will go sitting in God's sea, above sun and moon and stars on sky. I am now set, as ye may see. Now worship me for most mighty, and for your Lord honour now me, sitting in my seat.
God's might we forsake, and for more worthy we thee take. Thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy feet.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy mickle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell. And all thou that holden on this side, in my bliss never more to dwell. At my commandment anoon down thy side, with mirth and joy never more to mell. In mischief and malice ever shalt thou abide, in bitter brenning and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pight.
At thy bidding thy will I work, and pass from joy to pain smart. Now I am a devil full dark, that was an angel bright. Now to hell the way I take, in endless pain there to be pight. For fear of fair fart, I crick in hell dungeon, mine dean is dight.
In fear of fire a fart, I crack. Now, is that I fear to fart because of the conflagration that will ensue?
Is it one that he's created?
Yes.
Is this the earliest reference to the old schoolboy game of lighting farts?
Well, that's a very good question, of which I don't have an answer yet. Unfortunately, I suspect that medieval French literature will be ahead of you.
Oh, yes.
The fart tradition in France is strong.
Yes.
Before we even get to the Greeks and the Latin.
Well, quite, yes. Yes.
If he cracks a fart for fear of fire, I mean, perhaps he's boasting that, you know, that's where the origin of his blazing...
Hell was created from a fart.
giving rise to this charcoal sad line, hell is other people.
I don't think that's what Sartre had in mind. What's interesting here, is especially having done the Chester 6 years ago, is that... No, the outline of the staging is very similar.
Mm.
So God obviously disappears. Everybody's singing about how great it is. Satan stops the song. I mean, that's got to be what happens there. It's not that the song finishes and it's all beautiful and lovely.
No,
I think you've got to come in and stop it.
Yes.
Even though that's not how it was originally. And then we have the whole thing of who sits on the throne. It's the sitting on the throne game, which Chester does at great length. Whereas here, we get through it in... He sits down after... he does his opening gambit, and then he's got five lines into Lucifer's second speech. And I am now set, as you may see. So we sat down. The bad angels join your side, and God returns very, very quickly. And then you fall at some point. Now, the question here is... Could this be how it was originally written? I don't think so. Mm. This has to be cut.
This feels distinctly
abridged because it happened so quickly.
Yeah, and the thing that strikes me as odd is that the wording that everybody has got apart from God in this seems to flow better. God's stuff is all explanatory material. And a bit more tedious, as usual. The devil has got the best lines.
Well, the thing is, there's a scene.
It's got the most character to it.
Well, I think we've got a distinction between God's opening speech and the scene that then happens. There's a scene or two scenes effectively that happen here that have action and activity. I noticed a resistance from my suggestion that this was cut, Richard. Or was I imagining?
Well, no. Not resistance. Just a speculation. I mean, is there any evidence suggests that what these might be are actually crib sheets? And this is the starting point for actors who can be trusted to riff on what's there.
So, akin to a panto script.
I was thinking more of a Mozart piano concerto, where the soloist is at liberty to tastefully.
Yeah, it's the bullet points around which you.
Yeah. Yes, sorry, Liz.
No, I was only just visualising that when he's saying, you know, I'm creating angels here, there, that they're going to pop up. You know, the extras are going to pop up. They don't have to say much; they're just there.
Yeah. Oh yes, we assume there's a horde of singers who are doing. You know, who are the angels? But the actual dialogue parts are just the four speakers that we've got.
But if he's saying, you know, I'm creating angels, and they sort of pop up or suddenly appear, there isn't any dialogue necessary for that bit. It's when, you know, Satan decides to put himself up that you've got action with
there's
words.
There's a hell of a lot that could be done with dumb show, isn't there?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the question again is also we don't know precisely how big a play this would have been originally in terms of scale or length or what might have been done. It's suggestive that this particular bit could have been really very big. But it doesn't have to be.
If you've got all the sort of angels, once they've popped up, they're actually singing to him how great he is and how wise he is in the whole world, which is what the general... thing is, you know, that could go on for ages if you've got a long...
Oh, God, yes.
We've no idea how long the song's supposed to be. No. you know, maybe the Satan got a song as well. Why doesn't he get a song, Drew? Because we've only got one representative bad angel. How many angels rebel? That's the question. If we have this chorus all singing to God and Satan comes in and says, I want this, you know, how many follow Lucifer?
And on question of prosody versification, fascinating example there of the danger of neglecting the strong monosyllable at the beginning of the line, because but ye worship me, ye do me wrong, is quite clearly but ye worship, it means unless, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's not but.
Yes, yes. Oh yes, there's always implied threat. Yes, and God gets really quite angry. And Lucifer does get really quite...
Skin. Oh yeah.
I mean, I've left, for example, wise in a lot of these words rather than just modernising them. Just simply because I suspect. So it's like rather than never, it's nevere, possibly. I don't know. It's just my just in terms of the way its stress falls.
Yeah. Where's that
It turns up many a time. A good angel. There's an example. We may nevere worship him too long. Or whether there's just an angle on that. I don't know in terms of a modern accent precisely how, what sort of vowel sounds occur and how, just whether there's a hint that something different is happening there. I'm not saying yes or no to this, I'm just noticing that the Y is used almost like an accent. It's used as the E for an ER And whether that's, but it's not always used as ni, so it's whether there's effectively that's an accent.
Yeah.
To suggest ed sometimes when it's an ed. These are just thoughts, and I don't know. But that's why, to some degree, I've done much less updating on this, because that's a question of pronunciation that I wonder about. And whether for thy, when it's a thi rather than thy, whether there's a slightly different sound used on that. Mm. This is one to ask the experts at some point, which may happen or not. Okay, shall we? Any additional thoughts before we move on? Because it rattles on fairly swiftly.
Well, I mean, in terms of it being possibly just a proscene, it is noticeable that actually nothing happens. God says, "I'm brilliant." Satan says, "I'm more brilliant than you are." God says, "Bugger you, Sonny." End of story.
Yeah.
What's done for? There's no peripeteres or twists of fate.
There's no subtlety.
It really is a pricey, as you say.
It looks like it is designed that way. I mean, I'm looking at the way it's laid out in terms of, which you can't see in your scripts because I've laid that out more like an acting script. You can see that in terms of structure of verse, it's solid. There's no obviously hanging lines or random bits.
Right.
It may have been rewritten when it was compiled, of course. There's no guarantee that an additional editorial process went in to make it tidy. But maybe that's how it was originally written. It was just a very short précis to move on to the next bit.